but it got dark really fast. I didn't expect that kind of flash. My headlights on my balls to illuminate the road. I searched the glove box and found some beef jerky and chewed it as I drove on past windy shelter belts with branches waving at me. A little bit of rain and a fresh smell of ozone. Soon I was going up and down gentle hills. Still have no clue where I am. Don't know if I'm in the same state anymore even. And I'm still thinking, this is the afterlife. Seems like I've been driving about 7 hours. The sun's showing signs of coming up. And I'm not really tired. And I'm not even tired yet. That beef jerky really perked me up. Passing by a grand soul silo that's been burned, I'm singing spontaneous songs, tapping my cock against the steering wheel to keep rhythm. Driving through a small city now, I pull into one of the gasoline spots, but I don't gas up. I just stop the car and just sit there naked, watching the people beside me getting gas and getting ready for work. No one seems to notice that my shorts are off, let alone that my cock's out. Which they should see at certain angles. And they're all about their business and not paying attention. Smell of coffee, licious, savory smell of coffee wafts in the air. There's this black lady coming out of the store, the filling station. She's a pretty young thing with beautiful breasts, so firm and high. And she doesn't seem to notice me as she walks with a general shake of the breast to her car beside me, and I'm masturbating, rubbing it, looking, watching, sticking my head out the window at her, watching her ass as she bends over into the car, is unnoticed by all. By all the parents and little brats on expensive cell phones. I'm driving on down. I feel really good with energy in my belly and my hard fucking wood. I'm perfume in the car with my old manly hormones. It smells like a gym locker if you came in now. And you think I'm dead? I really do. I'm just driving and driving and nothing's familiar. Something should be eventually, and now I'm crossing a state line. A big construct above the highway and the flashing sign says Louisville. I have no idea. Population 300,000? There's no city such as that on my map. My car, it's been like a crutch all along. I lamented it with a mournful song because it just sort of fades away and it's gone. And I'm walking outside the road, carless, homeless, not knowing anything about the landscape around me. And I see a turtle crossing the road. A big, old, huge, snapping turtle looking doomed. Slow turtle going slow across the road. I know it's gonna get killed. So I scoop it up in my arms. Watch it implode all into its shell. Folding into its shell. Red eyes, red-rimmed eyes, stare at me as I place it in the ditch. Beyond, and it goes on, then it goes on. Gotta save the turtles, you know, and man, we've done enough damage as it is here. Oh yeah, I know I'm walking, and I walked for many miles. These cheap shoes are really punishing me now. Just been wearing cheap shoes, I need some news. But for that, you gotta sacrifice a meal or seven. So I'm walking down a street like a zombie, all tired, tired out. Feels like my soul is worn thin, and I'm walking, keep on walking in the sunless neighborhoods. With every passing of seven or so blocks, there's a new, very small difference in the culture. a very small difference in the smell of the skin that lingers in the air. The people walking, I'm so tired, I just want to lay down beside the street, curl up in a ball and sleep. That's against the social rules, you know. I gotta keep on going. I need to lie on a park bench. Is there a park bench in this hemisphere? And now I'm walking through a semi-upper class neighborhood, and these people are probably even more upturned of the nose, because people with their enlightened culture, which is really just a witch hunt when they give you a zoning law execution. I walk in there and they got little tables set up beside the straightener drinking tea so elegantly. They make more money than me. And they're educated. And they're on a spree. They look at me, some kind of lower life form. Not very liberal at all, you know. Insult a man of your eyes as he crosses the road and I come to a collapsed overpass. It once elevated above the streets, and now it's a fallen concrete box full of trash. As I go back, it feels rejected. These fuckers, these nasty asses, send me up for classes, and they're hiding their trash. Chipmunks, mystery, and beauty. I curse you. I'll rub a dick against your house. Why can't I remember? Things got hazy for a long time for me. Then something happened. It was intense, intramatic, dramatics, traumatic. I don't know what it was. I'm not sure what happened. But it was something really fucked up and intense. Now everything is in suspense. We all gathered in the Civic Emergency Center. It's a great building that goes on forever. I am waiting in a room. Still waiting in a room. Others had been here for a long time when we arrived. The place is just full of people. I mean, this place holds 20,000 people. It's a fucking huge building. So big, you can get lost in it easy. When I first got here, I got helplessly lost. Hopelessly, nobody could tell me where the fuck I was. This building is a FEMA emergency center. Originally made up to help people in times of weather disasters, in wars or a civil uprising, smash them in imprisoning of rebels and such. But budget cuts came into place. And it started renting out space here. It's huge after all. The hallways are so wide you could drive cars in two lanes. There are people with blankets sitting with their backs against the wall. There are vendors selling things on little cardboard tables and folding chairs. Many things in the dim light. Sometimes interesting things for sale displayed on these tables. I went by looking for room 101, but I never found it. Looking all around, where the fuck is room 101? My footfalls making echoes. Less and less people around. At some point, there's cracks in the wall that looks older and older. Most of this building I've seen looks like it was made in the 2000s. But at this level, it looks more like it was constructed in the 1960s or 70s. Cracks in the concrete walls. Then there started being huge sections missing from some walls. And rubble around. I stepped through one of these holes, came into another hallway, kind of parallel to the other. It's another hallway, and it looks like it was constructed in the 1940s. Has a faded long underground look to it. Let's do the time warp again. And I walked down it out of curiosity. It was seldom lit. Halls of light and darkness. Long stretches almost pitch black between the lines and wet. Wet dripping. Some moisture coming up from the wall. So I turned around, went back, got lost, wondering. It's 45 minutes, I wondered, still I... It's 45 minutes, I wondered, until I saw somebody. They directed me to the third story. So many people confused about what happened. We're all here, and not knowing why. People in business suits, people wearing work clothes. We're always kind of mixed together here and waiting. I'm told we're supposed to go to a room, so I'm told to take a number. There's a machine that spits numbers when you push the button. I got 101. It must be the room for me. It's confusing. You always are, like, really dense and complex. What day is this? I'm not sure how long I've been here. There's no moon outside. Just blackness. Darkness. No lights on the outside of the building. The rooms have windows. They look out onto pitch black without a speck of light. Still in the waiting room. How long do I have to wait? How long do we have to wait? All these people, I don't know any of them. Just a random mix of people, mostly from the city and a few from the surrounding countryside. A few more conversations among people who don't know each other. Nervous times, my brothers. Talking about the big question, what happened? We don't know what happened because we only remember ending up here. And this is my memory, and the others here talk about it, say the same thing. They think some big catastrophe, some big event happened. Apocalypse, massive upheaval, apocalypse. So what do we do now? Just wait here? I've been waiting for what seems like hours. So many people have filed in the hallway, the door is open, and I see all gray, their dress outfits, shuffling confused, they don't know what to do. The only thing I've been told is some government official is going to come along and explain what happened. and what to do. We're all waiting here, waiting for the government official to tell us what to do now. We are in this little room, like a classroom with little desk chairs. My hands are folded on the desk chair, and I stare at the chalkboard and the little 8mm film projector. Apparently, they're going to show us some kind of film. Some kind of thing that needs an old 8mm 1970s film projector to show on. Maybe that was just here and somebody's going to come and tell us what happened. Some vague apocalypse. It's on my lips. The time I lost my mind just waiting here, waiting. It's uncomfortable. After so many hours, I'm kind of hungry and gnawing and knowing desire in my bone marrow, out like a flower. I'm waiting here hungry. And how long? How long is the next murdered angle? What day is this? Have I been here over a day? I nodded off in my desk chair. Whilst I was sleeping, I had a dream. In this dream, I was dead. Apparently something violent had happened to me. I don't know what. My body sprawled in a murdered angle. In this dream, I stared at my body and knew I was dead. I was uploading consciousness above my sprawled body. And I watched, waiting for the afterlife to begin. And my body was sprawled on an endless flat purple plane. A plane of this dark throbbing energy, dark purple. Like a table that went on forever and there's nothing on it, just my body and nothing else. In the stream, I waited, hovering above for hundreds of years, watching my body. The entertainment value of such is quickly eroded. And yet, the body never rotted. The body never moved. No breeze. I kept waiting for the afterlife. That never happened. Just watched my sprawled body for hundreds of years. Millions of years. Woke up with drool on my sleeve. Wiping my chin, still in that fucking classroom, waiting for some government official to come along. A confident father figure, like official, to tell us what happened. Tell us what they know. Tell us what's going on. Beginning to wonder if this official is ever going to show up. Is there any government now? Some vague apocalypse. Some vague apocalypse. Some vague apocalypse. That's when I first started thinking maybe I'm dead. So many people filing through the hallway like rain into this chamber and this clatter of feet. People all seem to have been blindsided by what happened. And they dress casual, I'm at home style, in sloppy clothes outfits mostly. So they talked a little. Nervous murmurs in the hall. The apocalypse. The clock don't work. Now I'm bored as hell. Nervous, I just want to know what's happening. This is a big FEMA camp and the building has endless fucking rooms. I'm on the 7th floor. The place smells like cleaning fluids.